Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are in our penultimate shiur for Maseches Damai. We are in Perek Zion, the seventh chapter, and today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zion, 6 and 7. Mishnah Vav says, Hayu lefanav shtei kalkalos shel tevel. If a person had two baskets of untithed produce before him, Va'amar, and this is what he says, Masra zo bezo, let the tithes for this basket be in the other basket, Harishonim useres, then that basket is, in fact, tithed. Shel zo bezo, v'shel zo bezo, if he says, let the tithes for this basket be in that one, and the tithes for that one be in this one, Harishona meuseres, only the first basket is considered tithed, and we'll see why when we get to the Bartnuro. Masrehen, masros kalkala bechaverta, let the tithes of each one, each basket, be in the other one, Karashem, then he has designated a name for them, and they are considered as tithed. Let's take a look in the Bartnura, who will explain why this is. First, Kalkalos, Salim. He's explaining what Kalkalos are. They are baskets. Maisro zo bezo. Let the tithes of this one be in the other one. Maisro sha'ani tzarech lahafrish mi kalkalazu, yu minachim bechavrata. Let the tithes that I am obligated to take from this basket reside in the other basket. If he says that, harishonim useres, then the first basket is tithed. Umafrish min hashniya hamaisro shel shtehen. And then he would take the tithes for both baskets from the second basket. Because both need to be tithed, so the first basket, its tithes are in the second, and the second basket, its tithes, and the tithes of the first are in it. Shel zo bezo, v'shel zo bezo, harishonim useres. If he says, let this one be tithed on that one, and that one be tithed on this one, only the first one is tithed. Aval hashniya enu meuseres. But the second one is not tithed. Why not? Dimiyad kisha amar shel zo bezo. As soon as he says, let those of the first be in the second, nitkna harishona, uniftara min hamaisros. The first basket is fixed up and no longer needs tithes taken. V'chi hadar va'amar shel zo bezo. So when he says, let those from the second be in the first, nimsa mafresh mizo shekvar niftara al zo shehi chayeves. Then he's trying to take tithes for an obligated basket from a basket that's already been fixed up. The ein mafrishin min hapater al hachiyuv. And you're not allowed to take tithes from something that's exempt for something that's still obligated. V'lo amar klum. So the second part of his statement, let the tithes for the second basket be in the first, is a meaningless statement. It can't be done. V'noto min hashniya hamaisro shel shtehen. So he has to take tithes from the second basket for both of them, just like in the first case. Maestro Sehen, Maestros Kalkalos Bechaverta. Let the tithes of each basket be from the other basket. Hamaestros Shemichiyavos Lishte Kalkalos Halalu, Yu Shel Kalkala Bechaverta. Let the tithes of both of these be each one taken from the other basket. Hare Kra She Maestros Shtehen, therefore he's calling the name of tithes on both of them, Ka'achas, simultaneously. Umafrish mizo alzo, umizo alzo, and therefore he's taking tithes from one on the other. That formula works. When he tries to do them successively, it doesn't work, because as soon as he fixes the first one, it's no longer efficacious in fixing the second one. But if he ties them on each other simultaneously, that works. Harikoshe maestros shtehen ka'achas, umafrish mizo alzo, debachol achas, shari tevel kade maestros chaverta. Because when it's done simultaneously, then you're allowed to take the tithes and have them in the basket of the other. Mishnah Zion. Mea tevel, mea chulin. If 100 measures of untithed produce get mixed with 100 measures of tithed produce, notel mea ve'echad, he has to remove from this mixture 101 measures. Mea tevel, mea maiser, if 100 of untithed produce get mixed with 100 of tithes, notel mea ve'echad, he again has to take out 101 measures. Mea chulin metukanin, mea maiser, if 100 measures of fixed up chulin, regular produce whose tithes have been taken, get mixed with 100 measures of tithes, notel mea ve'eser, then he has to take out 110. Again, we'll see why that is. Mea tevel tishim maiser, let's say he mixes by accident 100 measures of untithed produce with 90 measures of tithes, or tishim tevel ushmonim maiser, or 90 measures of untithed produce with 80 measures of tithes, lohiv sid klum. Then he doesn't have to take anything extra. He can just take out the amount of the tevel. Zehachlal, this is the general principle, Kol Zman Shehatevel Meruba, Lo Hifsid Klum. Whenever the Tevel outnumbers the other thing in the mixture, then there is no penalty. He doesn't lose anything additional in the fixing up process. Let us take a look in the Bart Nuro. Mea Tevel Umea Chulin, 100 untithed and 100 tithed. Shinesarvu, they get mixed together. Notel Mea Ve'echad, he has to remove from this mixture 101. Notel Mea Lahafrish Mehen Meiser Rishon U Meiser Sheni Kedin Kol Tevel. He has to take 100 so he can remove the first and second tithes, just as is the case with any Tevel. Ve'echad Notel Min Hamea Shel Chulin L'Trumas Meiser. And he has to take one from the Chulin in order to take the Trumas Meiser. Ki'ilu Hayu Tevel Shehachulin Nasim Ketevel Atzmo. As if it were Tevel, because the Chulin, because the tithe produce becomes, it reverts to a status as if it itself were Tevel. La'inyan Trumas Meiser Belvad, only regarding the Trumas Meiser. Aval lo ya'inyan Meiser Rishon u Meiser Sheni. But it doesn't revert to Tevel status as far as first and second tithes are concerned. V'nimsa zeb mafsid ayyadei ta'aruva zu achas belvad. So we find that through this mixture, the person forfeits one measure only. Shemafrish min ha'chulin, which he has to take from the chulin. The tevel da iri be hacha hu sheharumu mimenu truma gedola. The tevel that we're dealing with here is a case where he already took the truma gedola from it. Aval lo harumu mimenu maisros v'lo trumas maiser. But he didn't take the tithes and he didn't take trumas maiser. Okay, so if this got mixed, he has to remove 100 measures and fix it up just like regular tevel. He has to remove an additional measure from the chulin to remove Trumas Meiser only, but he doesn't have to worry about Meiser Rishon or Meiser Sheni. Mea Tevel Umea Meiser. Let's say 100 measures of Tevel got mixed with 100 measures of a tithe. Shalohu Rumu Min HaMeiser Hazeh Trumas Meiser Binis Arvu. So he didn't remove yet the Trumas Meiser from this Meiser, and then it got mixed. Notel Mea Shel Tevel. He has to take the 100 measures of Tevel, Lahafish Mehen HaMaisros, Kedepricious La'el, to take out the Meiser Rishon, the Meiser Sheni, etc., as we discussed in the previous Bart Nuro. V'nota Echas Min HaMea, Shal HaMaiser, Shehem Nasis Ketevel Atzmo, L'Hischayev V'Trumas Meiser. And just like the Chulin in the previous sentence reverts to a Tevel status for Trumas Meiser, so does this Truma. So he has to take an additional measure and fix that up as if it were Tevel, only regarding Trumas Meiser. Now let's say Mea Chulin Betukanim Umea Meiser. Let's say Chulin that had its tithes taken, 100 measures got mixed with an equal amount of Meiser. Meiser Rishon. We're talking about Meiser Rishon here. Shino Nitla Trumaso Shinasarvu. And it didn't have its Truma taken and it got mixed. Notel Mea Lashe Meiser Rishon. He has to take 100 out for Meiser Rishon. Kedei Lahafrish Mehen Asara Latrumas Meiser. Because he needs to take 10 for Trumas Meiser, Shebehen, which is included in it. Ve'ezer notel min ha-mea, chulin, and he has to take 10 from the 100 that are chulin, metukanim, that was fixed up. Ki'ilu hayu heim Meiser Rishon, as if they were Meiser Rishon. The asara mehen l'trumas Meiser, and 10 of those 100 would be necessary for Meiser Rishon. So why does he have to take 10 here for the Meiser Rishon, but he only has to take 1 in the other cases with the Tevel. V'nimsa mafsid asara, we find he loses 10. V'hadilo machmirin hachi kinesh arev im Tevel lahazki katevel lahafrish mimenu asara latrumas Meiser kemea shel Meiser mishum shekachu hadin shekol davar hamis arev chozer lihiyos kitchilaso. The reason that it's more stringent here than in the previous cases is because when these things get mixed, then the Meiser, or the Chulin, reverts to its previous status. Hilkach, HaMeiser, Chozer Liyos Ketevel. Therefore, the Meiser goes back to Tevel status. Ve'ein HaTevel Chozer Liyos KeMeiser. But Tevel cannot revert to be like Meiser. So that's why, when you have this this particular case, it reverts to a status that has more stringencies, but the other one can't revert to that status. Mea Tevel v'tishim Meiser. Let's say 100 Tevel get mixed with 90 of Meiser. Lo hifsid klum. He doesn't lose anything. The kivan de ika betevel asar yiserim, since there's 10 extra in the tevel, the inan le keilu yeshlo parnasa mimakom acher. We treat it as if it's being fixed up with tevel that's being brought from someplace else. B'chol tevel shenes arev b'chulin, because anytime tevel gets mixed with regular produce that's had its tithes already taken, im yeshlo tfelim acherim, if the person has other tevel, sheyachol lahafrish al ze hataruvas mimakom acher, he can fix up this mixture from someplace else, enu mafrish el afi cheshbon shel hatevel bilvad, then he only has to take according to the amount of tevel that got mixed in. And in this case, when the tevel exceeds the meiser by 10 measures, we treat it as if it's tevel brought from someplace else. And therefore he's able to separate only according to the amount of tevel that was in the mixture. So there's no loss from his chulin in such a case. Calls mancha hatevel meruba, anytime the tevel exceeds, v'hushiyem meruba asara, but it has to exceed by 10, v'hachi isib Yerushalmi, and this is what it says in the Yerushalmi. That is the end of Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Join us tomorrow when we will complete Demai with Mishnah Ches, and we will begin Maseches Kelayim.